Four reasons why conservatives and evangelicals are concerned about the coming cashless society. By Genesis Gold Group, sponsored on November 17, 2023. The following content is sponsored by Genesis Gold Group. There has always been a connection between the conservative political movement and Bible-believing Christians, particularly evangelicals. Not all conservatives are evangelicals and not all evangelicals are conservatives, but the two groups share concerns even if they have different reasons for them. The intersection of faith, culture, and politics has become more congested in recent years. Secular and religious considerations have become more aligned. For example, the biblical understanding of men and women matches the conservative principles guiding the right in the cultural gender debate. Arguably, no topic brings more alignment between evangelicals and conservatives than finances. The Bible depicts high taxes as evil. It encourages private charity as superior to government handouts. Debt is discouraged in the Bible, and not paying back debt is called wicked in Psalm 37:21. All of these principles align with conservative values, but the most compelling synchronicity is in the shared perspective on hard work. Proverbs 28:19 says, "He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough." Earning money can be challenging enough in modern Western society, but protecting our savings in retirement can be even more difficult. This is why Genesis Gold Group was launched to help people protect their wealth and retirement with physical precious metals. We are a faith-driven company because we believe financial stewardship and biblical stewardship go hand in hand, said Jonathan Rose, co-founder of Genesis Gold Group. Americans who have worked hard their whole lives shouldn't be stressed over what's going to happen to their retirement if it's stuck in the stock market or other riskier investments. Genesis takes note of what their clients are most concerned about that drives them to seek the financial higher ground of precious metals. One of the top concerns has been the rise of the cashless society driven by an incessant push for central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Our clients, whether Christian or not, have been screaming about CBDCs for the last year. But in the last 2 months they've been even more vocal, Rose continued. They see the writing on the wall and they want to take control of their life savings with physical precious metals backing their retirement. CBDCs seem inevitable. Not only are central banks, the Federal Reserve, and governments pushing for them, but the general public seem to be drinking the Kool-Aid about the benefits of going centralized and digital. Conservatives have been generally more skeptical. Evangelicals are concerned as well, often for different reasons. Here are the four biggest CBDCs concerns clients of Genesis Gold Group have voiced when they're rolling over or transferring their current retirement accounts into self-directed IRAs backed by physical precious metals. Conversion rates. If and when the digital dollar or whatever iteration they decide on is introduced, there will be an exchange of physical cash as well as whatever is in our bank accounts. This will greatly impact prices as the value of both types of currency fluctuates. It's crystal clear that central banks across the globe believe this will make the prices of precious metals rise because they've been buying up as much of them as possible. 2022 is a record-breaking year for central banks buying precious metals, and 2023 may break that record. It depends on Turkey's central bank, which is the rare seller of precious metals due to their collapsing economy. Will gold and silver prices skyrocket when CBDCs are rolled out in earnest? Nobody knows for sure, but central bankers seem to think so. As do financial giants like BlackRock and State Street, who have quietly recommended to their biggest fish to start buying precious metals in recent weeks. One world currency. Both conservatives and evangelicals have voiced concerns about a one world currency. This has been rumored as a necessary component of a one world government. But until the rise of the cashless society, this has been essentially impossible. Even as most countries rush to establish their own CBDC, globalist entities like the IMF and World Bank have already begun the process of consolidation. They're doing it under the guise of cross-platform conversion so CBDCs can be exchanged internationally. But some have voiced concerns that it's actually the framework for a single universal CBDC. Both evangelicals and conservatives have realistic concerns about the globalist implications of this development. Zero financial privacy. One of the most important aspects of buying with cash is privacy. Moving to a cashless society will negate any possibility of purchases that are not logged by the government. Bartering will be the only viable way to keep prying digital eyes off of transactions. Where gold and silver come into play is by storing wealth in physical form, whether in a citizen's safe or stored in their depository. Genesis Gold Group does not report opening accounts to any government agencies. This form of retirement account is as private as it gets, said Jacob Diaz, also a co-founder of Genesis Gold Group. Government will find money when they actively look for it. But our gold-backed IRAs have stronger privacy than any other types of retirement accounts. Control over buying and selling. Conservatives and evangelicals share strong concerns over government's ability to control what we buy or sell through CBDCs. As we've seen multiple times over the past couple of years, government and their banking partners have made it commonplace for accounts to be frozen for wrongthink. We recommend our clients take distributions from their retirement accounts by having the physical precious metals shipped to their homes, Rose said. It behooves Americans to have something that's physical but easily convertible to currency or available for barter when necessary. Gold and silver definitely fit the bill. Technology is already developed that can limit the way digital currencies are allowed to be spent, including geofencing. With 15-minute cities being actively discussed, nothing would make compliance easier than having a currency that only works in local stores. As for evangelicals, there are prophecies pertaining to buying and selling that have never been possible before digital currencies were invented. A CBDC could lead to the fulfillment of those prophecies. Financial safe havens. Once a cashless society is officially established, there's not much people can do to reverse it. We can and should establish alternative methods of transaction as quickly as possible. In the meantime, we should also push for safe havens with local, city, and state lawmakers to allow us to hold out as long as possible once the federal government begins the transition. It could be months or years before it's fully implemented. We cannot know exactly when it will happen. But we know that once it does, implementation will be fast and furious. A Genesis client who works with FedCoin recently moved his retirement in anticipation of what he believes will come in the next 18 months. Reach out to Genesis Gold Group today to put your retirement accounts into the safer haven of physical precious metals.